faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins face grave danger, unaware that Philippe is a prisoner of the Man Without a Face...
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I'm so hepped up about the new collections Kellogg's Pep has for you fellas and girls in the gang that, well, I hardly know where to start talking. Guess I better talk to the fellas about their special collection later on and sort of make it ladies first today. So, girls, here's what Pep has for you. It's a shiny, silver-like charm bracelet and 12 different charms to go with it. Now, this bracelet is really a honey, a swell piece of jewelry, and here's how you get it. You got your pencil ready? For the bracelet only, send one box stop from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 10 cents, that's a dime in cash, to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And that's for the bracelet only. Of course, you'll want some of the 12 bright, shiny charms, too. They're nifty small-scale models of a trolley car, a piano, a cuckoo clock, a locomotive, a violin, and a telephone, among others. And since this is sort of a get-acquainted offer, the first package you get will contain a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 different charms. You just check them off as you order them until your collection is complete. And here's how to order your first charms. For each charm, send one Pep box stop and 10 cents, plus the names of the charms you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's one dime and one Pep box stop for each of the charms, and one dime and one Pep box stop for the charm bracelet. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And be sure that you print your name and address clearly. That's for the girls. Now, you fellas, you stick around, because a little later, I'm going to tell you what Kellogg's Pep has for you.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Believing that a sinister individual known only as the Man Without a Face is directing a gigantic plot against the World Peace Organization, and that he is responsible for the disappearance of a young orphan boy named Bucky Taylor and a British intelligence man named Philippe, Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins, a Scotland Yard detective, have joined forces in Le Havre, France. Having seen a snapshot of an unknown man in Philippe's trunk, Kent described it to an artist who made a sketch of the man. Then this was published in French newspapers, and Kent and Calkins offered a reward to anyone furnishing information about the unknown man. The following evening, Kent received a phone call from someone who said he knew the man in the sketch. Kent was directed to come with Calkins to a certain house near the harbor. As we continue now, the reporter and the stocky British detective are en route to their rendezvous in a taxicab. Listen.
Please tell me again what this chap said on the phone, Kent, and do try to remember everything.
There isn't much to remember, Mr. Calkins. He just said his name was Jean Benoit.
Benoit?
Yes, B-E-N-O-I-T. He said he'd been injured in the war and wasn't able to walk, which is why he couldn't come to our hotel to see us.
Mm-hmm. He claims to know the man in our sketch, eh?
That's right. Said the fellow was very dangerous and he was taking his life in his hands to talk to us.
I see. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Sounds a bit fishy, old chap. My feeling is that we may be walking into a trap.
Could be. Attempt was made on our lives yesterday, so we must be marked men.
I see. You are a cool one. Look, what if Benoit is working for the Man Without a Face?
Well, that's all right, too, because then we'll have our hands on one of the gang and so be able to get to the others and to Bucky and Philly.
True, but we may also end up in the Blooming Harbor with a couple of knives in our back.
Well, we'll worry about that when the time comes.
You know, old boy, either you're as plucky as they come, or my original suspicions were correct. I mean, about you being Superman.
Oh, here we go again. When are you going to throw away that record, Calkins?
Not until I'm thoroughly convinced that you are or are not, by Jove.
Frankly, my dear old bean, you're becoming a bit of a bore on that subject.
I'm sorry. I promise not to mention it again, at least for the present.
That'll be a relief. Oh, boy, what a four-wheel stop that was.
Voilà, we arrived, monsieur.
Lucky.
10 francs, s'il vous plaît.
Eh? Oh, we're here.
Right, 12 Rue Marguerite. You can make out the number in that little stone house.
Seedy-looking street, what?
Yes, it is. Right, here you are, driver. Keep the change.
Oh, merci, monsieur, merci. Pardon, monsieur, but if I may say so...
Yes?
You are clearly strangers to Le Havre, so I warn you to proceed with care in this neighborhood. It is not, how you say, healthy for one with money in his pocket or a good coat on his back, particularly at night, as now.
Really? Well, thanks very much, driver. Come on, Calkins.
One moment, Kent. Driver.
Monsieur?
Do you know anything of this house here, number 12?
No, but Rue Marguerite, I know
it. Yes, we get it. Thanks again, driver. Come on, let's go, Hawkshaw.
I wish you wouldn't call me that silly name. Sounds like a blinking penny thriller.
I wish you wouldn't call me you-know-what.
Touché.
Well, everything looks peaceful enough.
Too peaceful, by Jove. I wish I knew what was waiting for us inside this house.
Let's ring the bell and find out.
One moment. I just transfer my gun to my overcoat pocket. There. Ready now, old chap. Just leave the rough stuff to me.
Oh, sure, sure.
Come along, then. Here we are, old boy. Steady now. I'll ring the bell.
Go ahead.
Now stay behind me, Kent, and remember, leave everything to me.
You're such a comfort, old man.
Well, personally, I'd feel more comfortable with two stout British bobbies by my side. Why doesn't somebody answer? I'll ring again.
Never mind, here comes someone.
How do you know?
How? Well, can't you hear?
Oh, yes.
Yes, good say.
Good evening. We've come to see Jean Benoit. My name is Calkins. This gentleman...
Hello, entre. Tout de suite.
Righto. Come along, Kent.
Okay.
Are you Monsieur Benoit?
No. I am François. Benoit waits for you inside.
Ugly customer, what?
Yes, so is the other one.
What other one?
Follow me, s'il vous plaît. I will take you to Benoit. This way.
Every sense alert, Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins follow the tall, surly Francois up a narrow, dimly lit flight of stairs and into a room which is furnished only with a couch, a flimsy table, and a rickety kitchen chair. A small oil lamp on the table illuminates a thin-faced, unshaven young man with a thin, slit mouth and sharp eyes who lies on the couch half-covered by a dirty blanket. He wears a frayed turtleneck jersey.
Are you Jean Benoit?
Oui.
My name is Calkins, and this is Clark Kent.
How do you do? We'd like to...
Francois, you would keep watch of the door.
Oui, I understand.
So do I.
Eh? What do you say, Kent?
We must speak quickly, gentlemen. I take my life in my hands when I permit you to come here. Tell me, have you brought money for me?
You'll get your money when you parley who, my man. You say you know the chap in the sketch?
Oui, I know him.
Who is he?
He's one who is very dangerous, monsieur.
What's his name?
His name is... Now, Francois!
Wait, have you shot? Look out, Kent! And a gun!
Great Scott!
Francois!
The lamp! Where is the lamp? I cannot see!
Why, you bonkers, Kent! Be careful, Kent!
You're going to shoot us in the back, St. Francois! Pleasant dreams, my friend!
Coffin! Where are you?
Carry on, Kent, we'll be right with you. Now, you, take this! That takes care of Benoit. Now, where's the other blighter?
I think he's lying over here.
Yeah, half a second, chap. I have a pencil flashlight in my pocket. Here we are. Now, where... I say, this other bound of Francois is out cold.
Well, maybe he ran into the wall.
What? Say, where are you, Kent?
Behind this table.
So, you were hiding behind the table, eh?
Well, not exactly hiding.
I see. Anyhow, it was downright clever of you to knock that lamp to the floor just when Benoit was drawing his blooming gun.
Oh, thanks, old man, thanks.
Would you really have me believe that this blighter Francois ran his head into the wall and knocked himself out, eh?
Well, I guess we were pretty lucky, eh?
Very lucky. Tell me, are you sure Francois didn't run into your fist?
Into my fist?
Either you fooled me again and Superman saved my hide just now...
Superman?
Or else it's as you say, we were lucky.
Of course we were lucky, but look, Calkins, let's not waste time. These fellows tried to ambush us. That means they must know we're looking for Bucky Taylor and Philippe, and...
Wait, Kent.
Uh-oh.
Benoit's coming to. Come over here.
What are you going to do?
Try to make him talk. Here, shine this flashlight on his face.
Okay.
Keep it on him. We may be able to scare him into talking before he recovers his wits. Come on now, my man. Snap out of it.
We have some questions to ask you.
Tensely, Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins lean over Jean Benoit, whose eyes are beginning to flutter open. Will the Frenchman give our friends the vital information they need? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Well, you all set, fellas? Ready for the dope and the brand new collection Kellogg's Pep has for you? Okay, get your pencil ready so that you won't miss any of this, because you're going to want to get this whole new Pep collection, the big silver-like keychain and all 12 nifty lucky pieces you wear attached to it. Now, here's how you get the keychain to start off your new collection. For the keychain only, send one box stop from Super Delicious Kellogg's Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel, to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And here's what's in store for you as you collect the 12 shiny lucky pieces. They're nifty, small-scale models of binoculars, a locomotive, a football, a skate, a trolley car, and a skull and crossbones, among others. And you can order just as many as you like to start off. Then with your first package, you'll get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all 12 lucky pieces so that you can keep on ordering until your whole collection is complete. Now, here's how to get the lucky pieces. For each one, send one Pep box stop and one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's 10 cents and one Pep box stop for each lucky piece. And for the keychain, send 15 cents and one Pep box stop. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And be sure that you print your name and address very clearly on your orders. Yes, sir, fellas, get a head start on your exciting new collection from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In Jean Benoit's shabby little room, Benoit opens his eyes and blinks at the beam of the flashlight that Clark Kent shines into his face. Herbert Calkins, ace Scotland Yard detective, demands...
Talk fast, Benoit. Who is the man in the sketch?
I do not know.
Don't lie or it'll go hard on you, my man. You tried to ambush us tonight.
No.
And we know all about you. We know there's nothing wrong with your legs. You can walk.
No, I...
You took Philippe away yesterday, didn't you?
No.
Where is he? Where's Bucky Taylor?
I tell you, I know nothing, monsieur, nothing.
Do you see this gun, Benoit?
No, do not shoot.
And talk. Who's the man in the sketch?
I swear it, I do not
know. Listen.
I know only that Francois and I were approached by a man on the dock. He gave us money to go into the room of the man known as Philippe.
Who was this man?
I do not know, I swear it, monsieur.
Oh, look here, my man.
Maybe he doesn't know, Calkins. What did you do to Philippe, Benoit?
We took him to the warehouse on the docks below here.
A warehouse below here, eh?
Oui, that is all I know. I swear it, monsieur. Only that the man then told us to phone you at the hotel to lure you here under the pretense of knowing him of the sketch in the papers and
getting rid of us, eh?
Oui. I did not wish to do it.
You bounder. Now listen. Here, where are you going, Kent?
To the warehouse. You get these fellows to the police, Calkins.
But wait, come back here,
no
Kent.
Time. See you later.
Hurrying from the room, Clark Kent leaps down the steps and out of the house, tearing off his business suit and resuming his true identity of Superman. Up and away! Then, leaping from the dark, deserted street, the Man of Steel rockets toward the harbor to search for the warehouse where Benoit said he had taken Philippe, the missing intelligence officer. What will Kent discover at the warehouse? Is he on the trail of young Bucky Taylor at last? And perhaps the sinister individual known as the Man Without a Face? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellas and girls. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.